recording.
Oh, okay. Welcome to the Bus Factor.
We
totally didn't just start the video a while ago and only start recording now. We are definitely...
We can get it off Twitch, I guess.
That's what she said.
Nothing happened, really.
But we are at the lights here. Old mate Kandala 43.
Oh, who keeps on putting these blinds down like a tiny touch?
Well, what's the reason? What do you... Why?
Because I'm tall and can't see the light.
Oh, I gotcha. I'm short, so I can see it.
Yeah. Just every week, it's like down just a touch.
Maybe you get taller every week. What do we think? It's quite... Look how busy it is today.
It is pretty busy. Look how many people there are. There's just...
That's what I'm saying. Oh my God, all these people walked so early. They were fine. The lights were already orange, but still. Yeah, no, so the train situation...
We're not talking about trains yet. Or are we?
Well, I just thought we could, because the reason to say is the train situation is resolved. We'll come back to it later, right? So that's not having any effect on this. This is just Friday weather.
So, yeah, this is the train factor now. Is that what
you're saying?
We should do a train factor. Do we do it?
We kind of do it.
Should we just pack up now, live?
Trains don't crash. Like, if a train crashed, like, that's pretty big news.
If a train crashed and you're on it, you're just dead.
No, no. Sometimes they have those really slow but still disturbingly catastrophic crashes.
Like where, like each carriage just slowly wobbles and just collapses.
Well, you've seen, like, here at that time, it was maybe a few years ago now, the conductor literally ran through the train being like, brace yourself, it's about to crash, because he couldn't stop it in time because of how fast it was going.
Yeah.
So he just ran backwards through the cabins being like, ah! And it slowly crashed into a thing and just, like, crumpled up the front cabins.
Fair enough.
It happens occasionally because they can't stop them.
I like different factors. We were going to do a plane factor, but it didn't work out.
I don't think we were going to... Oh, that was a tail.
Should we do it?
Go to the replay. Where's the mouse?
Just quick replay.
Oh, my God. There we are. Oh, it was way too late. Wait.
No, it wasn't.
Is it red? I think it was, right?
This guy. Red. Yeah.
Count it. Yep. That was red.
The back of it.
Our wine glasses have arrived.
We had to order them in French.
Is that a champagne flute? That's not a
champagne flute. It's a flute.
Oh, yeah, because the champagne flutes are kind of more different.
Yeah, it's just a flute.
They look red winey enough or generic enough.
It's not really red wine. It's...
Oh yeah, it's just plum wine.
It's in the fridge.
Oh, as things tend to be. Hey, so what do we got in the news today?
The news?
You?
We've got a bit. We don't actually have that much. We were scraping.
Yeah.
Scraped at the bottom of the InfoSec barrel.
Yeah, scraped at the bus bottom barrel. Of the InfoSec bong, you know when you...
Jesus.
Yeah. Not much news this week. Yeah. Has anything big happened? Not really.
There was a strike. So, you know, in these buses.
InfoSec news.
Oh, not okay. InfoSec news.
Switching lanes here. We just indicated.
So, these buses are run by Metlink, right?
I'll take your word for it. There's another company that runs them, right?
Well, Metlink, like, organizes it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
NZ Bus, like, pays for everyone.
But
so,
there's another company, like Mana as well, right? Yeah,
we're not moving.
Dun, 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 dun.
Whoa.
Yeah, thanks. I'll have this like teaspoonful of water.
Oh, we've got a new listener. Hi, Clinically Depressed.
Hi, Clinically Depressed. This is the Bus Factor, your weekly information security and bus-related podcast where we talk about buses and information security.
Yeah.
This week we are mentioning the train strike in Wellington, New Zealand.
Yeah, so we're from Wellington, New Zealand. Whereabouts are you from?
That's why we're talking about Wellington, New Zealand.
Wellington, New Zealand.
Wellington, New Zealand.
Wellington, New Zealand. Wellington, New Zealand. Not Wellington, Florida. That always comes up first.
Does it come up first?
Oh, it used to before, like... Google, like,
I saw there was an XKCD comic the other day where they listed Wellington as a place that's not too hot and not too cold. Surely that's our Wellington and not a Florida Wellington.
There are more Wellingtons in the world, though. Oh, this guy's indicating. Is he goose? Goose, goose,
no way.
Goose, goose.
Crazy.
Goose.
Yeah, some of them just indicate. There's also a Canada Wellington, isn't there?
Yeah, potentially.
England. Oh, yeah, I've heard of that place.
Yeah, I've been there.
You've been there? Oh, yeah, you got a passport for there as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, fancy.
I've also been there.
Wouldn't want to live there. It's a pretty shit place to live, isn't it?
No, it's not too bad.
Oh, yeah, it's not too bad.
Whereabouts in England?
You're not choosing to live in England.
I like how we like ask questions and like a minute later when the chat catches up.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a shithole. It's fine. I'd holiday in England for sure.
Yeah, I live there. It is nice there. Oh yeah, Jean lived here for like 9 years.
My condolences.
Oh, do you know what she said to me today at lunch?
What'd she say to you at lunch?
She was talking about setting up Wi-Fi and whatnot, and she was like,
in the office.
At home.
Okay.
And she was like, yeah, when Dad sets up a new router.
Ooh, a router.
And I was just like, are you for real? Mm. She's lost most of the Englishisms.
Mm. Router is one, though, yeah. The router. Plug in the router, mate.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, where were we? We're talking about the train strike, right?
Yeah, the train strike.
Yeah, the drivers, they were fine. It was the trains themselves that kicked up a fuss. They pressed the button and they wouldn't turn on. Those trains, they were...
Oh, I misread the document completely. That's not the memo I got. Nah, the trains, they were sentient
and they...
A new company has bought out the trains.
Mm-hmm.
And they changed some stuff. And basically the train drivers... Yeah, well,
they just
all
renegotiated contracts. They were like...
were getting paid less.
Yeah.
And they were just striking to keep their current wages.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Yeah, they're just like, hey, we've brought you and we're going to pay you less. We're not going to renegotiate your contract. We're just going to pay you less.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, you can fuck off.
So they just went on strike.
Yeah.
And hopefully we find out what happens with that.
It would have been better if it was a Friday, though. We wouldn't really get it in this part of town, though, would we? Because... more traffic, possibly. It's more cars on the road. But I could see cars.
We wouldn't see traffic here, though.
We, no, we might.
Because we only
think
see buses.
It. The cars, they go across this way.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you were... Oh, there is a bunch of traffic. And not to mention, even a small amount of traffic increase in the city causes more congestion overall.
Yeah. But most people that would be catching trains would be going out of Wellington at the moment. Yeah.
We wouldn't be seeing much. But nonetheless.
Yeah.
The train strike was resolved peacefully. After striking the trains, they return us to work.
Is this risky.bus?
Yes, this is.
Oh my God.
Risky bus.
We want to get that domain, but.
Risky.bus is a great domain.
.bus isn't a top level domain yet.
Yeah,
so we didn't have to splash out for, like $20,000 to.
I would seriously love risky.bus, though. Like, if someone wants to gift us that, I would give them whatever
this
they want.
This guy!
Nah.
Oh.
Nah, he was over.
Yeah.
Was that guy running after the bus?
Oh my God, he wants to catch the bus
that just went
you
past.
You might see it.
Where is he? Oh, he's still running. Look at him go.
Yeah, just
he's
behind that blue.
On the road as well, dodging people and shit.
Jesus.
Ooh. He really wants to catch that bus. I would have just been like, fuck.
Oh,
I
hate
minutes.
Running for buses because sometimes the driver will just like look out and be like, oh, that guy's running. I'm going to drive off now.
Sometimes they're nice.
Sometimes. But then sometimes they're not. And then everyone else is like seeing you run and then they see you. Fail.
Stop.
And you're just
stop
like,
and wait there, just being like.
And you're like looking around, did he want to see? Oh, everyone saw.
They definitely saw. Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't tend to run. Like, I just arrive early enough that it's not an issue. Like, there's people who would just catastrophically constantly be late because they are like, I missed the bus. And it's like, if you miss the bus that often, you know you can turn up 5 minutes earlier, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, but the website said it was going to turn up in 30 seconds, so I thought I had time. Yeah, well, don't do that
it's
then.
It's due. These are the people that have due buses that actually come when they're due. See, every due bus I catch, it's...
You racist
due
motherfucker.
For... How is that racist?
Talking about the due buses.
Due
buses.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, my bus is a
D-U-E.
Due bus. Oh, I wish I had a due bus. Jesus Christ. I can't believe the people I work with.
I did have one bus driver that was like,
oh
talking
my God,
about,
you're going to be a racist, aren't you?
No, the bus driver was racist. He was talking about how the commie Russians built the buses and that's why the buses were all shit.
Oh, Jesus.
And
Christ.
I was just like, did he just say that?
I guess communist isn't racist. Russians is a little bit, I guess.
Oh, Jew bus.
Yeah, when the bus is a Jew.
Spell that out, because otherwise I just do sound like a racist, but I'm not.
You were going on about Jew buses.
I'm not.
I can't believe that you've just tainted the show. What's that? Oh, the faces on the Twitch.
So, that's a sad face. So, the buses say due with a D when they're due to arrive.
Jews with a D.
Steven, sometimes.
Sorry, carry on, buddy.
I'm trying to like recover from this.
from the blatant Nazism.
Yeah, so it says due when it's meant to arrive, and normally that means it will arrive in half an hour, maybe?
Half an hour. Oh, yeah, so there is that problem with the buses here, isn't there? Yeah.
Yeah, could be due. That's stuff that, like, sits on leaves.
That's the worst description I've ever heard for due.
That is exactly what due is. It just sits on leaves, waiting for the time where...
Like a sleepy cow. Sleepy cow sit on leaves.
When is the next... But oh, my God, this is just... It's turned...
Oh, yeah, when is
you
the
made
question?
A joke. You made a joke, and now it's just going out of hand.
Mm. I'm going to have to put the Jew tag on this one to be uploaded to YouTube. Buses, information security, Jew. It's not racist to use the word Jew, I don't think.
Oh, like, okay. We're not racist. We're all about buses and InfoSec.
Speaking of, shall we pick an information security story? If you guys want us to cover anything, like, we probably have opinions. So if you guys have any in the chat, if you're like, what about this thing? Just mention it. But yeah. We do have some prearranged stories, so...
We do. We've actually got quite a handful. Hmm. Which one should we take first? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7.
There's only 6 there.
Oh.
Close, though.
I didn't turn. Oh, this guy stopped in the middle of the road.
Oh, look at that. What is he doing? Oh, this is what we're watching for.
He's also indicating he wants to change lanes.
To change lanes while not able to get past. He's going to go. He's going to go before the light.
No, he's
goes.
Not. He's not.
No, you reckon?
He's waiting.
Yeah, no, he's going to wait. Oh,
yes.
Look at it. Oh,
look at that. There was a...
That person got way scared then.
That was good. That was good.
That was pretty good. The bus driver swerved heaps. There must be none coming that way, because otherwise he wouldn't have swerved.
Oh, yeah. So last week, I tweeted out saying that we're live.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tweeted out because we had that accident last week. So I tweeted out to Metlink being like, oh, hey, we've seen our first red light running for the night. And they replied back 10 a.m. in the morning or like 8 a.m., some ridiculous
hour. Presumably when someone actually got on and checked Twitter. Yeah.
But they're now aware of the bus vector, and something
if anyone
might
from Metlink is listening and wants us to, read out bus numbers of the people who are breaking the law.
Oh, we really should read. I think the first
Let's
three.
Wait for the new camera, okay?
Oh, does this bus have a CVE to release? No, it has a GVE.
Oh, you look at the number plate, GVE, okay. No one on the show can see that number plate because it's just impossible to read in the camera.
Yeah, I think
You can barely even tell it has a number plate. We really need a new camera. There's someone who's meant to be getting us one.
No, we need to get another window cleaner. That window cleaner is probably like
Wouldn't
just
you get a
hiding
screen?
Up. He's like,
just waiting.
Where it is.
He's trying to book jobs around here to get it done again. Well, when we get our $10 a show,
should I text him
Patreon?
Now? See if he comes like within the hour.
Nah, come
we
on,
could get a live window clean.
We should. We'll do that one day. We'll do that for the pre-show one day. But today is not that day. Okay, let's pick a new story.
We do need Patreons to cover the cleaning cost.
Let's take the top one then.
The top one?
Yeah, so this is two parts. I'll take the first part. You take the second part.
All right, fair enough.
The first part is just that this is the Microsoft DDE debacle. Which has been covered lots, but...
Dynamic Data Exchange?
That's what it stands for. I've never looked at what it stands for. The gist is that within... We actually use this, if you didn't realize. We have a Word document which is linked to an Excel document.
Yep.
And the graphs in the Word document actually are pulled from the Excel document.
Yep.
And normally it'll pop up with a thing being like, hey, dude, this application is trying to launch Excel. Or it'll be like, hey, it's trying to, launch... cmd.exe with a shell code.
Pop a fucking calc.
Yeah, it's pretty blatant about it. It's like, hey, bro, this is a thing. You're going to be hacked.
Yeah, because it says exactly the command that's going to run as well.
No, it truncates at a certain point.
Right, yeah, but it will still say Excel or calc, and you'll be like, why the fuck is it running calc?
Yeah.
Or something
calc,
a bit more malicious.
Because that's so malicious, calc. In any case...
you can crunch some numbers.
There's been a technique, kind of like macros, a little bit different for a while, prompted. So there were a few ways to get these to execute without prompts, which is, I believe, the reason it came in the news again, kind of. But Microsoft has put out guidance on these, and the guidance is basically, hey, there's a group policy you can set.
Group policy.
A group policy thing you can set, which says, don't allow DDEs. So if you are an admin, set that. Of course, it does beg the question, why the hell is that not the default? Like, surely the amount of people in the world who want
because people run probably use it.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, but guess what? More people don't use it than use it.
Oh, think of the people that use Word and Excel.
We use Word and Excel.
Yeah, but people use Excel as like databases.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I can think of some people who do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the point is, those people are less. Well, whatever. In any case, they have a way to deal with it. But there was a second part to this. You want to take the second part? You read about it. I didn't.
Yeah, the second part. So it was kind of how to leverage a lateral movement. So, like, you've hacked some machine in a network and you want to move sideways within the network. You can use PowerShell to run the DDE through Excel to just pop calc or whatever.
Which, as someone who doesn't use Windows, I do use Windows, but I don't know about this. How the fuck does that even work?
Yeah, I know, right?
You run a remote Excel DDE over PowerShell to a remote computer? What the?
I know, right?
How does
I kind of want to spin it up and see what it means, like when I read this. But after reading it a bit more, like, it did also mention that you had to have local admin rights on the target one.
So this sounds like kind of like a PS exec alternative.
Yeah, so it's like, you already have access to the other computer. Like, you've got admin access on all the computers, but you need to get admin. You need to run something on this particular computer, but PS exec isn't working, so use this method.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah.
I do like that it's in the news recently for no reason.
Oh, that's old buddy. Whatchamacallit?
Comedian, man.
Yeah.
PHP.
He said he
man.
Didn't normally walk in this camera during these hours.
Because he wanted to avoid it specifically.
Yeah, shall I message him?
Message him and just be like, looking fine for the camera today, buddy.
Yeah.
We'll
He'll be
soon.
Like, fuck. I...
Have we got no other red light runners? That seems unlikely.
Yeah, we've only had one.
We really need to get the OpenCV stack running.
Yeah, at some point. We need to do a lot of things.
Yeah, damn right.
He was active 4 minutes ago, so probably when he left home.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, he lives near here, does he?
Live. On camera.
He's going to be pissed. Hey, what else we got here? We talked about the train strike.
Yeah, the train strike.
Kind of like CrowdStrike, isn't it? Train strike. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if you want it to be. Oh, what's happening down there? Just a bit of a backup. Not too much, not too much.
There's a cop over there, you can see.
Was there a cop?
To the right of the camera, there's actually a policeman.
Oh, I saw him come past like ages back.
Yeah, he's just been chilling there. He's probably hungry, gone to McDonald's.
Yeah, potentially.
Which no one can see the McDonald's. There is a McDonald's behind the chat window.
Yeah, we can do this. There's McDonald's! And we're back.
Mm-hmm.
We never actually left, just the chat window did.
Okay, you reckon we're going to need this cycle?
Oh, how do you make a drinking game out of this?
Oh, there we are. Someone walking. A bioturner, rather.
So we've been asked how we can make a drinking game out of this.
I mean, the most obvious one is just drink when a bus goes through a red light. But honestly,
or
got
just,
better.
So there's different types of buses. We've got our turner buses. So the ones that come like across the middle of the screen. That's what we call turners.
Because they turn to get there.
Then you can probably also drink to birds. So their car's coming towards us. And they can either turn left, so going through the middle of the screen, or just go straight. And that is a
drink when you
goose,
see a bus. Yeah, that's my
or a duck.
Yeah,
a goose if a it turns, and duck if it goes straight.
And then if a bus turns, that's a vessel. If a bus,
that is a golden
you
goose.
Can see
we actually saw a lot last week,
oh
but
my God.
It was pre-recorded.
Yeah,
because there was a crazy accident. Some guy like might be dead. Do you reckon he's? Survive.
No, he's probably not dead. Yeah, so here we go. I would say golden goose is drain your vessel.
I'm going to hold
bird,
you to that. I'm going to hold you
no,
to
I'm
that.
I'm not playing the drinking game. Well, what do you say for a bird? A bird is just
See, look, he's indicating. He's going to do it. He's going to do it.
Can you just...
He wasn't indicating.
They
and then
indicate.
He started indicating.
Yeah, I think... Oh, there was a car in the way. I didn't see that. Just popped out there.
Oh,
the
maybe
car's going slow. Why is it going slow? What's happening?
Maybe it's one of those signals that bus drivers have.
What, turning? Oh, yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
I think
could
it's
be
more
like...
likely he was just indicating to pull over once he got up there.
Oh, yeah, we got a turner.
Oh,
turner.
Nice.
Yes!
Oh.
Look at it go! Look at it go! Look at it go!
Yeah, fucking them. Easy!
Was that two?
Damn right there was two!
Should we do
look,
the replay?
There's a turner. Wait for it.
Because it was like nothing
there we
red.
Are, red!
Red,
it's already red at this point. Two easy reds.
Boom.
From
So
finish
at this
your
point, vessel. No, that's not finish your vessel. That's okay. Just add two. So let's just drink twice.
Drink twice? Just a normal drink?
Drink four times because it's two and one.
I just feel like you wouldn't be drinking that much if you did the drinking game.
And yes.
The only time you... Okay, here we are. Yep, here we are.
We did it. We clinked. Oh, there's our You're local drunk. Host guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and gal.
Can we tell them we're playing a drinking game? If you only drunk when a bus went through a red light, just a normal drink, you'd barely get to drink.
Yeah, you get maybe like 10 a show.
Yeah, or less lately.
Oh, skull of red light. That's just increasing. Sorry, we've got background noise as well.
Drinks.
So we got other people in the office. You guys can only hear us. But
what's the equivalent
we can hear
of
a lot more?
What's the you could do a group drinking game, kind of like King's Cup or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
You could say red light is pour into the vessel in the middle.
Oh, they'll get gross real quick.
That's how the game works though.
Yeah. It's Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels is pretty strong. I mean, you know, compared to beer.
Wait, he's from England. Think. Isn't Jack Daniels the American? No, that's Jim Beam.
I think Jack Daniels is also American, but you can drink alcohol from any place. That's
oh, yeah, I know, but like, actually, no, yeah, I flirted with a British girl that she just loved Jack Daniels.
Mm. Like, they have the lot. Honey one, or is that Jim Beam?
Oh, maybe both.
Yeah, I feel like honey flavored alcohol. Oh, what do you think's going to happen here?
Oh, cyclist. Yeah, we got a bit of backup.
Bit of backup.
Though it hasn't gone red yet.
There. Now it's gone red. They just all went through red lights.
Oh my god.
Oh,
whoa.
See, I would have walked.
Oh my god.
Would you? Oh, fucking whoa.
There's like another one. You can't see it. You can't see it yet.
If the red one had been there as well, that would have been so much.
Should we do the tilt? So you can see that there. There is a car just waiting in the middle. Will he move? Oh, he's creeping.
He's going to go early. Oh, I so want to see someone get hit by a car.
Oh, when the buses start. You keep saying that, and you'll run down when it happens, but last week there was a catastrophic collision between a person and a bus.
An hour later.
You can still actually see a lot of blood from the side.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
like dripping down the concrete.
Oh, jeez.
It looks pretty grim.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I saw it.
Let's get back to some information security news.
So what do we have?
Like the next one on the list.
Oh, yeah.
So this one is the Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. There is actually a Bitcoin, you know.
The Bitcoin pork. Oh, no, it's a Bitcoin fork. Sorry, I misread
Bitcoin that. Fork. The SegWit 2X.
Mm-hmm.
Segregated Witness 2-time.
Something like that.
So this was like a big fork that was going to happen, and then it didn't.
Was this the one that people thought it was going to be more popular than Bitcoin Cash?
Yeah.
Yeah. And here we are. So this fork hasn't happened yet, but people are predicting it will fail.
Well, everyone that said they were going to do it pulled out.
Yeah.
And the date that it was meant to happen, which was
yesterday. Oh, these people. Oh, my goodness. What are they? Oh, fucking geez. If I wish I was down there to walk in front of a car and make them slam on their brakes. They poor car.
Do you know, one time when a car was like this across a pedestrian, I just climbed in the... Oh, my... Oh, I thought it was like reversing for a second. Yeah. But it was just... falling back. But yeah, on a pedestrian crossing, and I crawled through in the back seat, and they were like, what the fuck is happening? And I was just like, I'm just crossing the road.
That's so good.
I think I was a bit drunk.
To get in someone's car and crawl through it. It's hilarious, but...
Oh, yeah. It'd be pretty dodgy if you were the person. You'd be like, oh my god, there's like just a random... No, I'm just a happy drunk. He could have sped up.
Yeah, what was up with that?
He knew we were watching. He wanted to be number four.
He wanted to be number four. You know what they say?
Oh, should we read out the number plate?
Un,
dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
That's what they say.
That is what one person says in a song.
Un, dos, tres, un, dos, tres,
cuatro, cinco, seis, seis, song.
Sept. Six steps up top.
It goes back down.
It goes back down? I'll take your word.
Yeah, it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 5.
Oh, those cops are trying to cross the road, but they're failing because they're not crossing at a crossing.
Oh, what
You can't see them on the camera, but...
No, we can't even turn it. Oh, they're going to cross now. You might see them.
Move the chat window. Move the chat window. Nah, there's no way. Nah, it's way too far across.
Yeah, like, we only get those trees.
The cops are going back to their car anyway. Oh, my chest has been clicking lately.
Yeah? So, clinically depressed. How do you like the show?
Yeah. It's probably... it's okay for drinking, I'd say. I'd drink
this. This would be a sick drinking game.
It'd be an okay drinking game.
Oh, who's this other person? Super Shady Dot True.
I don't know.
Oh, and the person that suggested Risky Dot Bus.
Yeah. Clearly they're an insider.
I don't think they've been on the show before.
I haven't seen them. Did we finish the Bitcoin fork thing? Pretty much.
Oh, so one more thing with the Bitcoin fork. So you mentioned Bitcoin Cash just then. Mm-hmm. So the thing with Bitcoin Cash, it's been like dying for crazy ages, but then
slowly dying, yeah.
Slowly dying. But then the other day, well, the weekend.
This is when the news of the failed fork happened.
It spiked a crazy high in price. Like it went up like 100% or something. So like doubled.
That's a pretty good return. If I had to put 200K in that, I'd have my mortgage paid off.
And the market capital went from third place to second place. Like it overtook Ethereum.
Oh, wow. Overtook Ethereum.
But then went back down.
Yeah, okay.
But so now it's back to third place. But yeah, it went like crazy high.
I'm surprised Bitcoin Cash is even that high. I guess they have like the momentum of a Bitcoin behind
them. But yeah, I like logged into one of the exchanges and I was like, holy shit, I've got like apes money. Where did all this money come from? Wow, this is just like worth.
Free money.
Just followed guys. Best bus related stream. Is it not your only bus related stream?
Hey, I'll take the compliment, okay? I'll take the compliment.
Oh, I don't know. Like,
we are the number one live bus and information security podcast in the Western Hemisphere.
In the world?
In the world, probably.
Yeah, and
probably
you can
take off most of those words.
And we're still just right.
Yeah.
We're like still the first. Like, why are we even doing this?
It's good. It's good. We're entertaining the masses, giving them the information security news they need.
So we come back every week this time.
What's a week?
5 till 6 p.m. New Zealand Standard Time. So
3 till 4 p.m.
New Zealand time. So, yeah.
Hey, what's our next news story?
Our next news story.
Is this one?
Someone's going to get called.
Is that you?
GitHub Vuln.
Oh, yeah. This is
Our notes.
It's not actually a GitHub vulnerability, rather.
No, it's not really.
Down badly. GitHub is now doing vulnerability scans in your dependencies. Not exactly vulnerability scans, but they... If they know of a vulnerability in...
They look for CVEs, basically.
Yeah, they look for CVEs. In your dependencies and let you know about them. So if you are running a code written in JavaScript, presumably managed by NPM, or Ruby managed by Gems, GitHub will parse those for you and say, hey, dude, the version of whatever you've got installed is vulnerable.
Can be popped.
Yeah. It'll be a pop alert. Pop alert. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Get an email.
Oh, we got some beeps. We got some beeps. We got a turner.
Oh, there was a car on the way.
We didn't even see that car.
Jeez. Oh.
Right, so that's red.
Oh, yeah, that was easy red. I was hoping there'd be another one as well.
Oh, there sometimes is. You got to wait like a couple of seconds. Remember that time like we waited
and then
seconds.
There was just...
Oh, I did something there. I don't know what I did.
I think you made it bigger. It's fine.
Oh.
What are you trying to do now?
It doesn't even have a size thing.
Because you need to click on it to get the size thing. Like, you didn't... Yeah, well, no, yeah.
No. Fine. Like, what I did was this... That part there used to be, like, up there.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's fine.
Oh, now it's all right.
That compression kicked in and stopped people hitting...
How's the drinking game going, guys?
Five drinks. Yeah, okay. So I see why it can't be drain your vessel for a red light.
It gets up too much.
Golden Goose would be drain your vessel, though. But I don't know.
A Golden Goose could, yeah.
Definitely Golden Goose is drain your vessel. Oh, like, we've only had one live on the show.
Live on the show, yeah.
Yeah, it has to be a live Golden Goose. Oh. A non-live Golden Goose is not drain your vessel.
Imagine when we were filming the Golden Geese. Yeah. We were just standing there. Training vessels.
Oh.
We got so many evils.
Look, walkers. Walkers already.
We call these walkers because
they're walking.
They're walking
across the road.
We don't call them crosses though.
No.
Do we call the ones coming diagonally different walkers?
The ones towards us?
Yeah, like...
We don't normally call them anything, I don't think.
They're
I don't feel like we do.
They're just the people that block the turners. Oh. But yeah, like that girl and that guy crossing, they're walkers.
They're idiots occasionally. Because they often are idiotic.
Oh, do you remember the coin? We should do the coin. Oh,
we should do the coin again. We should. One time we glued down a coin on the basically where those people are standing, and we glued down a coin. It was pretty good. Well, it remember when got we introduced taken. It and it someone walked across as I was talking about it. Oh, it was so good.
And it got taken like in really our pre-show, in the maybe.
No, it was just after. Remember, because it was as I was introducing right. it. Just as we started.
That was good. Because, yeah, we had, like, another thing up below the red light runners, and people were like, whoa, what the fuck's this?
Coin grabbers. Yeah, what's next? The GitHub thing. The GitHub thing's not super interesting. I guess it's good that they're being proactive. I think GitHub is one of the few... I mean, there's a lot, but, you know, there's also not many.
Yeah.
The few people who
many,
are doing...
any. Oh, wait, he, like, is, like, a crazy criminal now, isn't he?
Oh, Scribe?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a New Zealand rapper and he raps. Well, aren't all rappers criminals? Because rap is the music of criminals.
Oh,
that's how it works. Yeah, it is.
No, that's not quite how that happens.
It is. Sure it is. No, I was going to say...
Multitasking here.
GitHub is... Yeah, pouring more wine. GitHub. You should pour me some as well, actually.
Well, come over here. I've worked out that my headphone will extend all the way back. Should we just stand back here?
No, because then we can't see the buses.
Oh, I can see the buses.
Oh,
I just put the lid. You're not empty.
Oh, come on, 1 second.
He's drinking. He's sculling. You scull that really
berries.
Slowly. Why are you holding it so high? Don't move it, though.
Pouring. Yeah.
Well, there's not much left. Did you bring more, Gene?
We need more wine. We're almost out of wine. I have a full beer here to drink as well, so...
Oh, then drink your beer first, greedy.
Oh, look, these fucking cars just breaking the law, man.
Breaking the law. Yeah. So that... Like, just everyone breaks the law.
Not everyone.
Oh, that's a very rainbowy pair of pants.
That's why they call them Rambo pants.
I'm not sure that's what they call them. the old Balin's
bus.
Where
was I? I was trying to say that GitHub is proactive in their security countermeasures, which not many other companies either have the opportunity to do or do.
They are pretty good. Did you know it was number 6 on their bug bounty ones?
Good work, you.
Yeah.
How's your ego feeling? Do you want to stroke your ego any harder?
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm not anymore. I should.
Don't fuck with my laptop. Like, don't hurt it. Looks like you're, like, crushing it.
I'm not, like, leaning down. I'm leaning...
It feels like you are. I'm sensitive.
Whoa, someone said something's racist.
You. They said you're racist.
Whoa, what did
I
say?
After you were going on about the fucking Jews for half an hour.
I'm breathing.
let's carry on. What else we got in the news? Ruby gems. You want to take that one? It sounds really weird because the gating kicks in.
Gating.
Oh, what are you going to get some? So it's really calmed down. Remember how busy it was before? No, it's not even busy.
So Ruby Gems. Yeah, Ruby Gems was something.
Oh my God, it's fucking so are many there
people,
cars.
People were actually wanting to walk, but like they were like, no.
Oh, like a fucking...
Oh yeah, there's what's his name? What's his name?
Scoochie Woochie.
Oh, that's harsh. We put his name out.
Oh, it's Nick. Scoochie Woochie. I feel like it's okay.
Yeah. But yeah, the Ruby Gems. So rubygems.org is a website where you can host gems for Ruby. And gems are basically like packages.
Do you host them on GitHub or Ruby Gems?
You host them on... Well, you can host them wherever, but you push the metadata to Ruby Gems.
Yeah, okay, so it's like composed.
And gems are basically just packages of Ruby plugins, modules, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
And there was a problem with one of the metadata bits in there. It was a lovely YAML file.
Bad idea.
Oh, I love YAML.
YAML's like the ugliest format.
It's hard to read, eh?
People hate on XML because
you're just like, okay, 10 pages down, this is indented this much
Yeah.
Where is it meant to be?
Oh, you know what fucking gets me? If one of your editors changes a tab to a space or vice versa, and it's just like, the parser would just be like, go fuck yourself. And you're like, what? Why? Go fuck yourself. Yeah, why?
Yeah.
Piece of shit format. Though, that being said, JSON's horrible as well.
You see it in Python code if it's like you write a really long method as well. Because you just don't know like what method the code is. But like if you write good code and like short methods, it looks quite nice.
Keep the complexity down.
But yeah, so RubyGems, you can upload your metadata and say, hey, I've got a RubyGem hosted here. Oh, we get a lot of walkers.
Yeah, that dude's like walking hardcore. He's like hip-banging as well.
In the metadata, you've got this YAML file. And with the YAML, you say, run this Ruby code. Or like...
What? With the metadata, you say what?
With the YAML, because you like deserialize the YAML.
Yep.
And in YAML, you can just say, hey, like Ruby, run this code.
That's retarded.
Literally.
That's dumb. That's really dumb.
And so someone just popped like codecs on remote, RubyDog. Oh, there's a school bus. Ruby this is a late school bus. Do you reckon he just like forgot to flip up the thing?
Yeah, Newlands Road. Like, I feel like that's not a Johnsonville hub. The like uniformed kids on board?
Are they? I know. Can't tell. That's very black.
Jesus Christ, Hugh.
I'm going to hurt you soon. You're making me sound bad. But I'm really not.
You make yourself sound bad. Popping code exec on rubygems.org is fucking great.
It's good. Think of the impact you could get.
Even if you just DOSed it, like, fucking imagine how many angry, salty Ruby devs there'd be.
Oh, you don't want to get Ruby devs salty. Remember when, like, someone found a bug in Rails and...
Oh my god.
They just refused to fix it and it was a problem with GitHub.
Not a bug.
And so they just pushed code to the Rails repo and they were like, holy shit, this is like legit.
That was such a good, that was so fucking good. That's Hank, what's his fucking name? It's like H A M O K O V or something.
Look at what you're making people think of me.
You bro.
I was saying the bus windows were black and you couldn't see whether there were school children on it because I wanted to see the school children.
So you have chain.
Because it had a school tag on the
front. You did that one for me. You did that one for me. I didn't even do anything.
I know you wanted me to say something.
I was going to do it anyway if you didn't. That was the guy who runs security, like SAKURITY. He found that bug. That was I can't remember the name of it in Ruby, but you could just push
mass
arbitrary.
Mass assignment.
That's it. You just push a parameter.
It's good. Like, you still see it every once in a while because people still fuck up what you're meant to do.
By default now, if you start a new project, it just tells you, right? It's like...
Yeah, it will say this isn't how you do it, but like you can still put in the... Stephen, I hate you.
Wow, you're so full of hate.
I'm so full of hate.
Carry on. Yeah, mass assignment. Yeah, there's some
you can still fuck it up. Like with any... project with any language, you can still fuck it up if you don't do it the way you're meant to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like with Rails, like you're not meant to get SQL injection unless you use methods that allow it.
SQL injection, yeah.
And there's like a whole website dedicated to if you're using these functions, they allow SQL raw.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes.
You're
boom.
Easy,
one. It's only one. Right.
Easy, mate.
Down your vessels. Down your
Do you know
vessels.
The Japanese, the sound that dogs make in Japanese? You know what noise that is? Nope.
Woof.
The onomatopoeia for it. So woof we use in English. Woof.
Yeah.
They use one.
One?
One, one, one. One.
Oh, yeah.
W-A-N, one.
Yeah.
One, one, one. And you were just saying at the bus there, you're like, one, 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 which kind of sounds like you're just saying woof, woof, woof.
Well, like, dogs, I would say dogs more say yep.
Like yep.
Or arf, yeah. You say arf.
Arf, 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 arf.
You don't really say what have we turned into? We're now just woofing or arfing or
think
wanting.
There's a furry community who really wants to get into the show now.
The furry factor.
Mm.
Oh, that actually sounds really weird.
Yeah, it sounds like a show for furries. That's what it sounds like. Let's move on. Where were we? The RubyGems thing is pretty great. Yeah, I would have loved to pop that. I mean, I wouldn't use it because, like, imagine how high profile it'd be.
Yeah, so if you pop it, you can basically change the metadata to everything on Ruby Gems. And
Codexec on anyone who falls in a Ruby Gem.
Yeah, and, like, some projects just wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, for sure. If you did one in every 30 installs, or, you know, probably the snap, one in every 1,000, just Codexec on that. And no one would believe them. If someone's like, dude, I pulled in a Ruby gem and I got hacked, everyone would be like,
No, fuck off, dude.
No way. Like, they're like, look, I can pull it in fine.
It's one of these things that shows that bug bounties are a good thing because this guy found it and it's been fixed.
Well, yeah, but there are lots of ways for bugs to get fixed that aren't bug bounties.
Oh, I know, but like, imagine if he was just like, I found this bug. No one's going to pay me for it. I can just make my own money by...
No, people don't do that. Like, the people who do bug bounties aren't also the kind of people to go out.
I did actually read an article today saying exactly that. That the people that do bug bounties aren't the shady types.
Oh, they're shady. Holy shit, they're shady. They're, like, really morally ambiguous. Another Turner?
Maybe.
Congested.
Yeah, it might just be congested.
Yeah, okay, just congested.
One more.
That person down there wants to cross. She was like looking back and forward, like she was about to cross.
She's got some Maccas.
Don't do it.
Oh, I wonder what she's got. Is she going to eat it now? Or she was thinking of it.
She's like, got too much shit she's holding. Like, fucking put the straw in the cup and then you just hold the cup separately. She's doing it.
Yeah. She might.
Is she a listener? She's listening right now?
Hello. We are the bus factor. Should we wave? I'm going to wave. I'm waving.
Nah, she can't see you. Well, she might be able to see you and just ignore. If I was there and I saw someone waving, I'd ignore them. I'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
I'm waving a bit more energetically. Oh, she looked up. She might have seen it. No.
Maybe. You can probably see it by now, but not super easily.
Nah.
What's next?
That was real energetic.
Oh, it was you. Thanks. Hey.
Wait.
Enjoy that, Maccas.
Are you? No. Yeah, he's from England.
No, that's the other guy. Or is it?
No.
Ooh, spooky.
No, I'm just going to scroll up here. Don't do that in that window. England. Boom.
They just came across really close, really fast, rather. Oh. Nothing. Lame.
You heard of HG?
Hig.
Pig.
Old mate Hig. Like Sven and and Jit. Like Sven and Jit.
Spurs. Spurs.
Spurs.
And
bzz. I've never really used bzz. I haven't used bzz before. But I have used Hig and
Time Tones and stuff. It's me. Okay, cool. Hey. Wave again. That's how time zones work.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, one of my birthdays, I had the longest birthday ever because I flew from here to
literally
the UK.
The longest birthday ever, or just a long birthday?
Literally the longest birthday I've ever had. Like,
okay, I think you mean like the
longest. Oh, look at this! Look at this! Oh, he's moving. Is the other one?
Yeah.
No, the other one's not. No, he decided he is.
Yeah. After one goes, they like break the thing. I noticed there's a lot of seagulls in town lately.
Yeah, it's getting more summery.
Is that they like come inland in summer? Or is it just more seagulls in summer?
They probably come inland. They probably just come more inland in summer.
Why would they do that? It's hot. Wouldn't they want to rather be at the ocean?
More food. They're scavengers.
In the city?
Yeah. There's more food in the city in the summer because there's more people out.
Well, then why wouldn't they be in the summer year round? I mean, in the city year round?
Because less people are on the streets year round.
Yeah, but...
less food on the streets, so
okay,
less thing for them to scavenge.
Okay, so you're saying at some point there becomes more food, in some point in the seasons, more food in the city. That sounds suspect. That sounds really suspect.
That guy with the cap kind of looks like our workmate, but...
Not that much. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Not that much.
Yeah, so... We're talking about
Hig. Talking about Mercurial here, by the way. Yeah. If you didn't get that long spiel
HG.
Of Hig, Swizz, Svinjit.
Yeah, so Hig, Mercurial, Bzzr, Bizarre, Git. Oh, what's Git?
Jit.
Jet.
That's the best I could do.
Yeah.
Anyway, come on, tell the story. You're getting too drunk.
Fair enough. I got wine.
We got two stories to get through. So, and the next one says gay porn, so it's going to be a good one.
Oh, I'll go slow then. Yeah, so this Mercurial thing.
Yep.
Mercurial has some flags that you can pass in, yep. Like --, debugger, and you get a debugger.
Makes sense.
It's also got --, config, and you can set config variables. There was like a dog in the back of that bike.
I don't think it's a dog, but yeah, there was some weird stuff.
It looked like there was something.
Yeah, there was
something moving about in there. But yeah, --, config, and you can change config variables. And one of the config variables you can change is basically run this thing for me, like a pre-hook.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you're like, what? No, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. Like, it's got a pre-hook that you can run. I don't think you can set it by the config. I don't...
Well, clearly you can if it's a config.
Well, no, you can set... Git, like, you would set the config before you run another command.
Huh?
Like, you wouldn't do git push --, config equals blah.
You could. Like, if they had a config variable for it.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, you would go git config, blah, and then git push. Like, yeah, okay. Two separate commands.
There is some stuff you can eject into a push, like
yeah.
Some flags, but yes.
So this is another drinking opportunity. There's a duck.
What? Straight old ducky.
Yeah, it's a duck. I knew it was a duck.
Going too fast.
Yeah, it was going way too fast to be a goose.
Just fucking.
Oh, look at this! Boom!
Oh yeah, easy, mate. Jesus fucking Christ, mate.
All right, we'll bump that.
Seven of them. Seven. You know, I thought we were only going to get like fucking five today.
Nah, we'll get seven. We got 10 minutes.
Eight.
I reckon 9. We'll get another double.
Well, how many minutes? How many? It's been 40, about 50 minutes, right? So that's over one every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We could get 8. But they do tend to add at the start, a little bit more of them.
Yeah. I reckon we'll get 9. We'll get a double.
I'm going to say 8.
All right. That's fair enough. We normally do the guessing at the start, not
I know, yeah,
at the end, like 10 minutes ago. Anyway, so this --, config, you can set a pre-hook while you're checking out, cloning, whatever.
Oh, there's a kid. He could run in front of a bus and die. Come on, baby.
Oh my God,
Come on, baby.
Like, he's not being
held. That is a well-trained child. Look at him.
Yeah, he looks really young as well. Oh, no, Dad's like, no climbing.
Dad's like, let's walk across the red light. That kid was like, Dad, we wait for the lights, right? Fuck it. Do it. Walk now.
And there's a turner. So that kid would be dead if he came like a bit earlier.
Which he didn't. The kid was great. The dad that was the fucking problem.
Yeah. Anyway, so this config thing.
Yeah.
I think people can see where I'm coming. You could just say branch is --, config. So like in web apps where you can specify a branch.
Yeah, you just pass in --, space, branch name. Mercurial space checkout space branch name, for
yeah,
example.
Yeah, something like that. And so this was what Fabricator did with a PH.
Fabricator.
It's basically Fabricator, but with a PH instead of an F.
Yeah.
Most people don't spell out the whole word. They just say PH.
Fabricator.
Oh, we got another bird sitting alone.
What do you reckon it's going to be?
Oh, probably a duck.
Probably a duck?
Yeah, it's always a duck.
Not always a duck. I feel like we get more geese.
So you set your branch to this. Now, the weird thing with this --, config and --, debugger commands.
Mm-hmm.
So HD, like most Unix-E commands, have an option to do just --, by itself.
You're right. It's a bird. Duck, rather.
Of course I'm right. Oh, there's a cyclist. Duck. Bird. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can have a --/ by itself, and that's like end arguments now. Everything after this will be like a file name or a branch or
purely common convention.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
It is just
and
convention
HG
though.
HG uses this.
Yep.
Except does it use it? If the argument after it is --, config or --, debugger.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So
that's
any other argument that you put after that, it's not treated as an argument. But if it's config or debugger,
who wrote that code? I imagine they were like, okay, these are special cases we need to pass separately for some reason.
I was reading it. I'm like, what is even the point?
It must have been something like that. Yeah, like indirectly, someone was like, we need to parse these first, so we'll run the parser in two steps.
Yeah.
And they forgot to. But yeah, you just look and you're like, what on earth? This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Q was trying to get someone to give him a beer.
Pretty much.
Q was literally like, watch this. I can get one of these bitches to give me beer.
Oh, we've got one. I'll wander over to the wine pouring desk. Oh, there's actually quite a bit.
Stop your whining, mate. Jesus Christ. Chill out. Oh, look at little birdie. Look at that. Little birdie.
Oh, yeah.
Birdie.
Can we see? Can we
see? Yeah. Wait, he's still there. He's still there. Look at
him. Nah, we can't see him there.
Oh, I can. Who's a little birdie?
See, he's in the dirty part of the. Wait, he's on the outside.
He's on the outside.
Oh, weird.
He's trying to get in. He's like, why can't I stand on this weird thing here? What's going on?
I can see a beam, which is really in focus for us. Really in focus.
Yeah, that beam is just...
Do you guys love how in focus that beam is?
It's weird how...
We actually set it up so it focuses on that beam and sometimes that black bar more than the traffic light because we really want that traffic light.
We really want that traffic light.
These guys don't even know what we do, really.
Well, yeah, they know what we do. I think they've got the idea by now.
Oh, they might.
Plus,
do.
One of them suggested the domain name risky.bus. So I feel like.
Yeah, but he was also the one being like, what the hell am I listening to?
No, yeah. Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. But yeah, I love how I'm like pointing with the mouse that you can't see.
I can see it.
Yeah, you can see. But you know how the lights work. When the light turns red and a bus runs through it, we up the yeah, it's actually pretty simple.
Everyone gets the idea.
Anyway, do you want to talk about some gay porn?
Oh yeah, so this is the gay porn hack. Now this one's really, how much time we got left? Okay, we're gonna need some more news after this because it's a real quick one.
Oh right, so shall I talk more about something? No. How did
let me do the story first?
How did Fabricator patch their thing?
Oh, they just added a blacklist. So they I was just looking at the commit before we did the show. And they were just like, if like the branch name starts with dash dash config or dash dash debugger,
just ignore it.
Which, oh, it doesn't ignore it. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like,
it throws
an exception. But it is a bit dodgy. You're like, is that the right fix for this? I feel like that might not be the right fix.
Oh, like we're changing it from, no, it has to be IRL. There wasn't a bus related.
There's no bus game, yeah.
IRL's
the only game.
It was the closest to what we do. We're in real life at the moment.
I found out that a bunch of people on Twitch literally just record themselves doing dumb shit like shopping or eating. They just go around like being like, here's me doing some shit that I do. Watch me.
These
people
listeners
pay them
right
money.
Now are probably the people that do that.
No way, because you can tell. The ones that spend all their life on Twitch, they have like a symbol beside their name, and it means like, I'm a loser who spends money on Twitch or something. I don't know how it works.
Oh, potentially.
Also, the word subscribers on Twitch means something different to every other platform. A subscriber on Twitch involves money somehow? I don't know. It's just, it's different. I don't know.
Weird.
Yeah, it's weird. So if you're like, subscribe, no, that's not right. You meant to say follow or something on this?
Euro Truck Simulator.
We could do that, actually. And then people will be like, what the fuck is this? We'll be like, we hacked the game and just put a camera object in the game. At
oh,
a section,
yeah, they'll be good.
And watching the AI traffic go past. And we also applied really HD texture packs. We could do that next time.
We really need a better camera.
We do. Yeah, but...
And a window clean.
We could only do Truck Simulator joke while we have a bad camera and say that we just have really good textures.
Yeah, fair enough.
And we'll be like, Euro Truck Simulator AI is the worst. Look.
We need more Patreons to get cameras or window cleans or...
Someone said they're going to get us a camera. Anything. So.
Oh, yeah, you did say. What's the haps on that?
The haps is they're waiting for their workplace to chuck out the old cameras and that's when they can give us the new ones.
Right, right.
So.
Anyway. Like, gay porn.
Gay porn. So this is not a very newsy story. Some senator in the Australia, I believe one of the ones who was voting no to the marriage equality campaign. They had a campaign there. They were like, should gay people be allowed to be married? And for those who don't know, the answer is yes. Just if you weren't sure.
Wait,
about
which
that.
Country are we talking about?
Australia. The really progressive Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they just had a vote to be like, should gay people be married? I don't know about this, guys. Maybe we should vote on it.
Yeah, but they voted yes, but it's not a law now. It's
it wasn't a binding referendum. But nonetheless.
Turn it.
I want to see them crash one day. Nonetheless, they had the
vote. They're well practiced, though.
A lot of people voted either yes or no.
I think I know that guy. Oh, yeah. The bald guy.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
I see his face.
And it got pretty heated. Anyway, someone hacked a no campaigner's Twitter. The people who were like, nah, fuck gay people, man. They don't deserve rights, those people. Someone hacked one of those guys and liked a bunch of gay porn on Twitter. It's a pretty common tactic people do these days. They just like gay porn on Twitter as like a kind of like, fuck you.
So what do you think about that trying to win an argument by like hijacking someone's Twitter?
No one expects it to win an argument. It's just funny.
I guess. I don't think it solves anything.
It doesn't solve anything. It's funny. Like, that's the only point.
Voting on this?
No, they voted on it fucking a week ago or something. New Zealand's had it for a while now.
Yeah.
We weren't the first in the world by any means, but we're better than Australia, those retards.
We were slightly better than, slightly worse than UK. Like, UK did it first, yeah. And then...
Which is pathetic. We really shouldn't be so far behind.
Well, did we get...
We had civil unions for a while. We had them for a long time, actually.
Yeah, we didn't get marriage until quite late.
Yeah.
Like, it was decriminalized because it used to be illegal to be gay, which is fucking retarded.
Oh, yeah, that only happened in, what, like the 80s or something?
Like, 50s in UK, it 50s was or 60s.
Something like the
80s. And
then 80s
in New Zealand. It was
ridiculous. That was you were allowed to be gay. That wasn't, you know, whatchamacallit, marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is retarded. Like, oh, you're gay? You're going to prison.
Here we are. So people are very well versed in the gay porn scandal. There was only one image liked, and it was at 2 a.m. Okay, so yes, I should point out.
You just got called out.
I should point out that he says he was hacked, but was he hacked? Who knows? The thing is, like,
is it like that Senator?
Yeah, exact
Ted
same
Cruz.
Situation. Yeah, same situation.
He likes some porn that looks just like his wife.
Yeah, so
what do we think?
Who knows? Okay. Anyway, the funny thing was, they interviewed some other senator who was like, it was the funniest interview. This is the only news part I find funny. Yes. Well, we'll give the senator the benefit of the doubt. He does claim he was hacked, and if he was, that's actually a national security issue. And now. That in itself, I don't agree with. It's ridiculous, but whatever. It's kind of funny.
Investigating?
Yeah, they're investigating to see how deep this penetration went. and at this point, the senator being interviewed just started cracking up laughing. Just like,
well, they
off.
Just find that the guy did it himself. And
it'd be great if there was like a congressional, if there was a Senate committee who was like, they did it, and they did the thing, and they released the details. That'd be great. I'd love to see that.
We won't see that, though.
Wouldn't it be great, though?
Yeah.
That'd be great. Either way, it's great.
Oh, yeah, I got hacked. You found out that I wasn't actually hacked.
Either he got hacked, in which case we're going to see, like, the congressional committee being like, yeah, penis123 is a bad password, because that's almost certainly how we got hacked, if he got hacked.
Yeah.
Or are they going to come back and be like, yeah, he just likes some gay porn. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, get him to change his mind. Like, Jesus.
They do say, I shouldn't say they say.
Potentially his wife is against it and.
He's for it?
He's for it, but his wife's like, nah. He's like,
maybe. That seems
well, if he likes gay porn.
No, so they say homophobia is associated with liking gay porn.
Yeah. I have
Which,
heard
to be
that.
Fair, that could be more of a taboo thing. Like, I don't know the psychology behind it. I just know.
Because that's the whole motive from American Beauty, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah. The army guy who's like, gay people,
Yeah, he's a homosexual homophobe.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
It's a thing.
Yeah, definitely is.
The study I can think of was they showed a bunch of people who didn't claim to be homophobic straight porn and gay porn and measured their arousal through, vaginal wetness and hardness of penis or something.
Wow.
That, pretty rudimentary ways to measure arousal.
When was this?
I don't know, like, not super old, but not super new.
It sounds like
last 20 years, I'd say.
Might not like it. That sounds like a weird.
Because if someone says they're okay with it, it doesn't like.
Oh yeah,
hurt
so
anything.
Yeah, so if someone agrees to it, yeah.
Yeah, it was a bunch of people agree to it. It wasn't just fucking random people. Hey, yeah. Come in here, hold him down.
Oh shit, he's gonna go hard.
Shove the penis measurer on him. You like this boy? You're getting hard over this? Yeah, no, that'd be weird. But then they did the same thing with people who had homophobia. And gay porn really helped increase some of that arousal.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, to be fair, some people might just like forbidden nature of things, you know.
Yeah, taboo, I can see that.
There's like fucking porn sites these days where they're all like, hey, incest, incest. And you're like, oh, what?
Yeah. So anyway.
I don't know. The news was just that it's funny because...
Should we do some Vingabus story now?
Vingabus story. Yes, it is that time of the show where we finish.
We are finishing for another week. We'll be back next week.
Next week.
Tune in.
Check us out at thebusfactor.party. And thank you to Pirlo for making this a great outro song.
And thanks to our patrons. We've seen many buses.
We do guarantee a bus will go past for every Patreon. So if you guys want to see more buses go past, you should... sign up on Patreon and we will guarantee a bus goes past for every Patreon.
So yeah. You should do it. And potentially we'll also get better camera and like a whole bunch of other stuff.
The camera is the main thing. I've already dropped like fucking $500 on audio gear. So
yeah,
I think a camera I'll get someone else to pay for.
All right. Well, okay.
We'll see you later.
Have a good night or day.
Yeah, wherever you are.
We'll have a good night.
Bye.
Goodbye.